These are the generations of Aaron and Moses at the time when the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. These are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priests, whom he ordained to minister in the priest's office. But Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered unholy fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests in the lifetime of Aaron their father. And the Lord said to Moses, "Bring the tribe of Levi near, and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him. They shall perform duties for him and for the whole congregation before the tent of meeting, as they minister at the tabernacle. They shall have charge of all the furnishings of the tent of meeting, and attend to the duties for the people of Israel as they minister at the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They are wholly given to him from among the people of Israel. And you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to their priesthood. But if anyone else comes near, he shall be put to death." And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I have taken the Levites from among the people of Israel, instead of every firstborn that opens the womb among the people of Israel. The Levite shall be mine, for all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I consecrated for my own all the firstborn in Israel, both of man and of beast. They shall be mine. I am the Lord." And the Lord said to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, "Number the sons of Levi, by fathers' houses and by families. Every male from a month old and upward you shall number." So Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath by their families: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their families: Mali and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites by their fathers' houses. Of Gershon were the family of the Libnites and the family of the Shimeites. These were the families of the Gershonites. Their number according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward was 7,500. The families of the Gershonites were to encamp behind the tabernacle on the west, with Eliasaph the son of Lael as head of the father's house of the Gershonites. And the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tent of meeting was to be the tabernacle, the tent with its covering, the screen for the door of the tent of meeting, the hangings of the court, the screen for the door of the court which is around the tabernacle and the altar, and its cords, all the service pertaining to these. Of Kohath were the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Izharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. According to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, there were 8,600, attending to the duties of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath were to encamp on the south side of the tabernacle, with Elizaphan, the son of Uziel, as head of the father's house, of the families of the Kohathites. And their charge was to be the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the vessels of the sanctuary with which the priests minister, and the screen, all the service pertaining to these. And Eleazar the son of Aaron, the priest, was to be chief over the leaders of the Levites, and to have oversight of those who had charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari were the families of the Mahlites, and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari. Their number according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward was 6,200. And the head of the father's house of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihal. They were to encamp on the north side of the tabernacle. And the appointed charge of the sons of Merari was to be the frames of the tabernacle, the bars, the pillars, the bases, and all their accessories, all the service pertaining to these. Also the pillars of the court round about, with their bases and pegs and cords. And those to encamp before the tabernacle on the east, before the tent of meeting toward the sunrise, were Moses and Aaron and his sons, having charge of the rites within the sanctuary. Whatever had to be done for the people of Israel, and anyone else who came near, was to be put to death. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord, by families, all the males, from a month old and upward, were 22,000. And the Lord said to Moses, number all the firstborn males of the people of Israel, from a month old and upward, taking their number by names. And you shall take the Levites for me, I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the people of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the people of Israel. So Moses numbered all the firstborn among the people of Israel, as the Lord commanded him. And all the firstborn males, according to the number of names, from a month old and upward, as numbered, were 22,273. And the Lord said to Moses, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the people of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for the redemption of the 273 of the firstborn of the people of Israel, over and above the number of the male Levites, you shall take 5 shekels apiece, reckoning by the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel of 20 gerahs you shall make them, and give the money by which the excess number of them is redeemed to Aaron and his sons. So Moses took the redemption money from those who were over and above those redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the people of Israel he took the money, 1,365 shekels, reckoned by the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the redemption money to Aaron and his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses.